This is GIS News. Coming up, Revenue Appeals Division officially opened. Government signs contract for purchase of textbooks. And NWA advises temporary closure of a section of Priory to Babu Main Road, St. Anne. The details after this message.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. Aggrieved taxpayers can now avoid lengthy court sessions by having their disputes quickly resolved at the newly established Revenue Appeals Division, RAD. The division is located at the Office Center Building, Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston. The RAD, which became operational on July 1, was created under the Revenue Appeals Division Act 2015 to adjudicate appeals against decisions of revenue commissioners. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the new entity adds another critical layer to the government's tax reform process.
By instituting an arm's-length independent revenue appeals process for the taxpayers who have disputes with Tax Administration Jamaica and offers them the assurance that their dispute will be heard independently, fairly, and quickly in accordance with internationally accepted rules.
The division, which falls under the Ministry of Finance and Planning, will operate a simplified, time-saving and cost-effective system focused on helping taxpayers resolve appeals related to tax assessments from revenue departments such as the Tax Administration Jamaica and Jamaica Customs Agency. The government has signed a $101 million contract with Kingston Bookshop Limited to procure additional textbooks for the Ministry of Education to allocate to schools across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says while there will be more books for students, there has been a significant reduction of funds spent under the National Textbook Scheme. She explains that expenditure for the scheme has moved down from $507.7 million in 2012-2013 to $177.5 million for 2015-2016.
The reduction is the result of the decision by the Minister of Education to recover textbooks that were ordered in excess and redistribute them. This followed an audit which showed that some schools were ordering more textbooks than were needed.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. Under the National Textbook Scheme, books on major subject areas are provided to thousands of students in grades 7 to 11 in high schools and grades 7 to 9 at the primary, junior high, and all-age schools. The Forestry Department is appealing to citizens to desist from lighting fires in and around forested areas. The appeal comes in the wake of hundreds of acres of forest cover being destroyed by bushfires since the start of the year.
In these dry times, you are not supposed to be lighting any fires of any sort anywhere, and in particular, nowhere near the forest. But we have been seeing where a number of fires have been taking place in East and West rural St. Andrew, in St. Thomas, and to a lesser extent, like down in Clarendon, but mostly in East and West rural St. Andrew. In May, we lost about 367 hectares of forest, which is about 906 acres. We have since had fires up in Greenwich in St. Andrew and over in St. Thomas.
Chief Executive Officer of the Forestry Department, Marilyn Headley, speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. Ms. Headley says the department is collaborating with the Jamaica Fire Brigade on a public awareness program aimed at drawing attention to the dangers of lighting fires to clear land or burn garbage. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists and pedestrians that a section of the Priory to Babu Main Road in St. Anne will be closed this Sunday, July 26, between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. This temporary closure is to facilitate the laying of culvert pipes across the roadway. The NWA is advising that the alternative route for motorists traveling in the direction of Bamboo is Discovery Bay to Brownstown, then onto Bamboo. The reverse obtains for motorists traveling from Bamboo in the direction of St. Anne's Bay. The agency is also advising motorists and pedestrians to proceed with caution and obey the posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.